Thanks, guys, for the lift. I seriously owe you.
Hey, you sure you're okay walking through there alone?
Yeah, of course. I do it all the time. It's just a shortcut home. Plus, it's harder to walk down the road with all that construction equipment over there.
All right, if you're sure. See you later.
Oh, Abby, don't forget your jacket.
Oh, yeah, thanks. See you guys. It's always tease, tease,
Hey Merlin. Play the most recent news updates on the Abby White murder case.
A body has been found at Thale Forest early this morning, thought to be that of 17-year-old Abby White, who had been missing for 3 days. Police cordons are in place and access is denied to all civilians. More on this shocking story at 5.
Trust the media to jump on this story so quickly.
You have arrived at your destination. Have a productive day, Agent Malcolm.
Yeah, thanks Merlin.
Excuse me, ma'am. This site is restricted to necessary personnel only.
My partner and I were caught here this morning by Officer Jude. My name is Agent Louise Malcolm, MI8.
My apologies, ma'am. I believe your partner is talking to Officer Jude by the main crime scene.
Thank you. So, what are we looking at?
Nice of you to show up. This is a real nasty case. We believe the victim is Abby White, 17 years old and a student at the local high school. She lived just past the construction work. It seems as though she was taking a shortcut. Our current eyewitnesses are those two teens over there. Said they dropped her off at the side of the forest after school. And Abby didn't show up to school for the next couple of days. They went to go and look for her, which is when they found the body. They seem to be wrecked over it, so they're not suspected. One of the CSIs said that the body had been there for at least 3 days from the moment of death. We've got a list of the construction workers working on the site over there to see if they saw anyone hanging around here prior to the incident.
Why don't we know for sure that it's her?
Trust me, you'll see. What the hell are those?
New toy from our tech team. Lets me analyse different substances on the scene. Picked them up this morning.
Huh. What will they think of next? Let's hope they were better than the last piece of junk they gave us.
Was this here when the witness found the body?
Yeah. I'm guessing the killer placed it over her, then...
Placed?
Whoever did it tried to cover up the jacket with leaves and twigs. It wasn't just a careless gesture. They wanted to hide what they've done, probably from themselves.
So maybe this isn't an experienced killer. Someone is new to the game.
Possibly.
Sir, we found the sledgehammer buried in the dirt a few feet from the corpse. We suspect the dried substance on the end is blood from the victim.
Let me have a look at that. Yep, blood type matches. Let me just check the case files. It's definitely Abby White's. Maybe his glass ain't so bad.
Maybe. Alright, take it in for further analysis. Some killers just don't have any class or style these days.
All right, I should better have a look at the damage. Oh, Jesus Christ. Poor girl.
God. We've seen enough here. Keep us up to date with any new findings.
Any known enemies or anyone had a motive?
I've already checked with the two close friends that last saw her about who she was and about anyone who was in close contact with her. They all said she was an intelligent, kind young girl who wouldn't hurt a fly.
Hey Merlin. I want to see the interviews with all the construction workers. One of them must have heard something.
Look, I've already talked to the cops about this whole thing.
Please, sit down.
Hey, Merlin.
Yes, Agent Willem?
Begin audio recording.
Yes, Agent Willem.
Thank you for joining us on such short notice, Mr. Andrews. We're just reviewing previous interviews for the police report. Case Abby White, murder, date 23rd of August 2038. Interviewee, could you state your name for the record, please?
Jonathan Andrews.
Thank you.
So, am I your star witness?
Did you know Abby at all?
Nah, never seen her before in my life.
So you didn't see her walking past your construction site? She didn't come up to you, talk to you a few times? She seemed to be a nice girl.
I don't know. I mean...
Okay.
Why?
We do have one person who said she saw the two of you talking. Listen, did she come and talk to you, being all friendly? She sees you out there working, sweating away in the hot sun. Could she maybe have offered you a drink or something?
She could have come up and talked to me.
Can you remember?
I guess.
It's coming back to you.
I mean, she could have talked to me. Lots of people go by.
What did she say?
I don't know.
No idea at all?
You weren't listening.
I can't recall.
She didn't ask you about your work, about your day, where you live?
Something like that.
Small talk.
Sure.
So you did talk to her?
Yeah. I think she maybe said hi once.
Did you think she was pretty?
What exactly are you implying? I didn't really notice.
You thought what?
Thought that... She was cute.
Sure. When you finished work that day, did you still think of her?
No.
You ever follow her back to her house to see if she wants to talk some more? I mean, she was the one who started talking to you in the first place. Right?
Kinda.
What about this jacket? You ever see her wear this?
Look, I already said that I don't know if I even talked to her, let alone know what she was wearing.
Here, take a closer look. Did you ever see her wearing this jacket? It's blue. Denim, by the way. There was a lot of blood at the crime scene.
In crimes involving blunt force trauma, it's almost impossible for the attacker to avoid getting the victim's blood on them. The scalp has thousands of capillaries. Blood sprays everywhere. Like a fine mist. Gets in your hair, up your nose. I'd be amazed if you didn't get any on you.
He's probably washed since then.
Look, I ain't done
anything. Fingernails, Jonathan.
Is it just dirt from the site? I mean, any decent killer would have scrubbed their nails since then.
Excuse me,
Is it in your ears? I bet it's in your ears. When was the last time you cleaned your ears, Jonathan? Maybe we should take a sample. Sergeant Jude, would you mind?
Oh, how could I arrange that?
Look, I never said...
Said what?
You've gone quiet.
Normally when we accuse someone of murder, they won't shut up. They protest their innocence.
Oh God, yeah. How dare you? Fuck you. I know my rights.
The guilty guy calms up, listens intently, which is what you're doing.
Even if a guilty guy yells and screams to make it seem like he's innocent, you can always tell the difference.
Sure can.
Why'd you keep looking at that hammer, Jonathan? It was what was used to kill Abby, wasn't it? I mean, you would know how to use a tool like that, right? When things got out of hand, you got angry because she stopped talking to you. She came up to you in the past, seemed friendly, and then it all stopped. Did you scare her? Were you not good enough for her? See, the question for us isn't if you did it. We know you did it. The question for us is, why? We think we know why. All you have to do is tell us if we're right.
I didn't mean to. She... Fuck!